You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 10th, year 2020. And this is may I have a motion to continue the emergency meeting?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. So a continuation of the COVID-19 meeting. We'll call the order. And we will do a quick check of the department heads once again. Mr. Kennedy, fire. Let us know how we're doing, if we have any people out.
Thank you, Council. We have no updates pertaining to the fire department or lifeguards. We have zero people out of work at this time, and zero exposures. We've been very lucky for the past several weeks, so that's a good thing. The only update I do believe I have pertaining to moving forward will be I'm going to analyze having volunteer meetings again now that we can have 25 people inside of the building. I'll, of course, fill it out with the department, see how everyone feels and not make it mandatory, but start moving in that direction to doing some hands-on training. So.
Okay.
That's all that I have.
All right. Any questions for the fire chief? Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Chief Bowden, please.
No updates from the police, and nobody's been out so far.
So. Outstanding. Outstanding. Any questions for Chief Bowden, Police Department?
No.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, are you on the line? Jimmy? Star 6?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. Any updates, Jimmy? Anybody out? Anything?
Nobody's sick in the public works department, but I did remind my guys, when you're out and have a family uniform on, if you go into a store, that you should wear your mask. That is mandatory.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Public Works? Okay, Nikki? Department Head Recreation?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The playgrounds are back reopened, and with the consent of Council, I would like to start reopen the community center to classes, programs, and events that can meet the current criteria, so small classes or gatherings there if council obliges to that. I initially had proposed phase 3, but that was before we knew that phase 2.5 existed. So with 25 people indoors, I feel like we could have a few things in there.
That's a fair request, Nikki. I think when we're done with this and we discuss whether or not we're going to pursue what the governor has mandated or what the governor has changed, should we do that, I would think that that would have an indication on when you can go ahead and reopen that.
That sounds but fair.
Do you have a plan on how to clean? Are you going to plan on cleaning after every group is in? Or what's our...
The facility is disinfected and cleaned once a week at the moment, and how we've been doing it with the classes that are in programs at the Oceanfront Park is the instructors or whomever sign something that said they will disinfect any touched surfaces or used equipment before and after their use as well. So, but we can implement, if needed, additional, like the staff goes in and does additional work after.
I believe if we follow the rules, we will be within the new direction, but so we will wait until we vote on if we're going to continue with that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Any other questions for Nikki?
No.
Thank you, Nikki. Mr. Batson, Department Head Compliance.
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
All right. No department issues?
Not related to COVID, no, sir.
All right. Thank you. Nikki, I'm sorry. Mandy, administration.
No updates. I just have two questions when we get to those parts of the meeting about what we're opening and what we're closing.
Okay. How about personnel?
I don't have anything on personnel at the moment.
Okay. Arlen, last but not least, department head finance.
I got my notes here.
Oh.
So yesterday we received our last installment of CARES Act funds that the, I guess the federal government gave to the state gave to the county then passed on to municipalities. And it was based on that percentage of population. So we had received 30,650 in June. So yesterday we received another 2,940. So those funds are used for personal protective equipment, some staff labor costs that were incurred for certain activities like patrolling the beach that was done earlier in the year. And also things like cleaning the public restrooms. So in the end, we ended up with $33,590 used to offset those costs.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Any other questions for Arlen?
No. Arlen, just a separate issue, but with the delay on public works cut off and then now it's back on, have people worked that out, or are there some citizens that are going to have their water cut off this month? And if you don't have the answer right now, we can talk about it offline.
There are some possibilities, and there were actually two that were cut off, and then appropriate amounts were received, and they were turned back on.
So. Okay.
But it's all following the guidance that from the governor.
No, I understand. I just I know the county in the CARES Act got stuff for rent and other stuff for people, but that's not how it was passed down to the towns, and we should refer them to request support from the county, I think.
Right, and yes, the county has set up a fund for those types of things. So
I think for the other ones, when we communicate to them, if we could just add that to the communication.
Sure.
You remember I reached out to you because I was interested when I read that about the county, and they said that you're in the county, so you can request it. I didn't really think to ask you to offer that to them, but we should encourage them to.
Right, yeah, we can do that.
Any other questions? Thanks, Arlen. First of all, I want to thank the staff. All of the town employees have come through this ordeal to date in a very positive manner. And we currently are at a position where no one is out for this particular illness. And that's due to your good work, your good guidance, following the policies, and implementing the policies into practices where it applies. We'll quickly go over. 8/17 was our last meeting. On 8/17, 28449 had 17 cases. Right now on 9/10, we have 21 cases. So that would indicate, based on the 3-week potential turn, that we could have 3 to 4 live cases within town at this point in time. 28428 had 92 cases. There are now 101 cases. If you take the 92 off, you can see that it looks like there might be eight or nine potential cases currently. That, you add those two up and you get 13 to 15 cases maybe on the island. So it makes sense for us to continue the wear, wash, wait. 28412 across the bridge was 430. They're at 510. 28403 was 553, they're at 786. Totals, we had about 1,100 on 8/17, we have 1,400 now. North Carolina, the New Hanover County had 2,710 cases. We now have 3,488 cases. We had 21 deaths, that has grown to 24 deaths. For North Carolina, we have 179,532 cases. Presumed recovered is 156,652 cases. We have 916 people hospitalized, and we have 2,958 deaths. The number of hospitalizations was 980 in 817, 1177 in 86, and 1169 on 727 hospitalizations are moving in a very positive path. We still are having deaths. We still are having active cases. So we need to act accordingly and continue the processes that we have started. David, do you have anything more as emergency manager to add?
Yeah, I would just say that just like we talked about the strategy at the beginning and update every once in a while, we have done a good job of not overwhelming the hospital system. So the average number of patients in the hospital, this is from last week, they update every Friday on the New Hanover Regional Medical Center webpage, is 27. So basically 27 people in New Hanover Regional Medical Center on average are due to COVID-19. If you think how big that hospital is, that's actually exactly where we want to be, right? And so I think that says a lot of good stuff what's happening. All the metrics for the last 2 weeks have been green, which is good as well. So the 12 metrics that we're tracking related to the hospital and PPE and drugs and emergency care nurses and ventilators have all been green, and they continue to stay green. So.
And not to interrupt, but I think on 817 we actually had three yellows.
That's right.
Yeah. Right? So that's excellent progress.
That's right. So good point. So again, we just need to continue to do the same thing we've done. The staff's done an excellent job. There have been multiple emergency services around the area that have had outbreaks. And we'll knock on wood or congratulate our staff or both. We haven't had that issue in any of the departments in Curie Beach, but multiple departments, fire, police, and staff in the surrounding counties have had issues at their offices. So great job by the staff on doing the three W's, basically. So that's a great thing. And there's still been a lot of people down here. So this weekend was amazing, start from where I was sitting anyway, walking around, and I see some of the chiefs, you know, nodding their heads as well. It was a crazy busy weekend, and it went off without any problems that I've heard of, significant problems. There are a number of medical issues, and we interact with the public every day, and it just shows we got a great staff, and they're doing a great job. That's all I've got, sir.
Okay. Anybody have any further statements relative to COVID from the council?
No, sir, I have that.
John? Joseph?
No.
Okay. All right. Then why don't we go ahead and discuss what the governor has done in his last communication. I believe we're at 2.5, and we have increased the number of people who can be inside activities and increased the number of people who can have outside activities. We still have bars closed. Gyms are open to 30%. Restaurants are still at 50%, I believe, or did that go up? Did that go up?
It stayed the same. Restaurants remain subject to the capacity limits and other requirements for in-person dining.
Okay. So it's principally the change is the increased number of people for gatherings.
Increase to 25 indoors and 50 outdoors.
Right.
And the aquarium will probably open in the museum.
Right.
50% capacity.
Now, Nikki, do we have the playgrounds open? Playgrounds are allowed to be open now.
Correct. Yes. As of last Friday.
As of last Friday. All right. Is there anything else that needs to be done relative to that order from the town leadership perspective? All right.
We need to decide what we want to do, if we want committees and boards to start meeting in person again. I know planning and zoning needs to meet in person. We need to wrap up a few things with the historic committee, so that we can get that finalized, so that we can incorporate that into the land use plan and move forward. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long we could meet in person if this comes back in the fall, but I would like for us to have permission to start meeting again in person. Of course, social distance as we are right now, where people can wear masks. If someone's not comfortable with attending in person, they can still call in.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some committees that need to get some work done, and if we can knock it out before things perhaps potentially get bad again, I would like to take advantage of this time.
Well, do we wish to modify our resolution to accept the new direction from the governor? Our direction currently is more specific and tied to our last resolution.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, and I agree with Joe, as the committees understand, most of our committees are small. 25 people is a lot of a pretty big attendance at any of the committee meetings. I would think we should be able to comply with that.
Well, people could, citizens could still show, but
no, they have to understand. Limited to 25.
If there's eight people here, the committee and town staff, eight people, that means 17 can show.
That's right, exactly.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if you can get 25 in here with the right spacing.
I don't think we can.
The whole staff have been busy today.
Yep, there you go.
So the way you see the room set up now is your social distancing requirements.
Good.
So including all of us, for our regular, let's just say it's a regular council meeting night. You've got your staff here, your department heads here. You have room for five.
Well, that's not, we're talking committee.
You should do a lottery. Right. Should do a lottery for tickets, because I'm sure they'll be in demand.
Yeah.
People can get up at 6 a.m. and wait, camp out overnight.
So committees, the room will be broken down and set back up for committees for each committee meeting if we go forward with this. And they'll have tables out, and they'll be social distance, 6 feet apart, which is how we'll leave it for their meeting. How it gets moved or whatever after that is kind of out of our control at that point. And we would ask that the committees wipe down their tables and chairs when they leave, and then staff will do it again when they come in the next morning. We'll do sanitize the bathrooms, the break rooms, any of the touch surfaces that way.
So how many could you have when you had it set up for?
We can set it up for nine to sit around the tables, and then we'll have space for public. But usually public rarely attends a committee meeting.
Would it be better to do the meetings at the community center and keep people away from town staff?
Well, I don't know how we can do that over there, because Nikki's going to have classes going on too. Yeah. So I don't want to infringe on what she's trying to do. Yeah. And either way, town staff's going to need to set up, break down, and clean up.
Right.
Okay. So six of one, half dozen of the other.
Well, I would believe that we would do what we do with the staff here. People will take the temperature on entrance. They will sign that they are pass, and they will also sign at the end that they have cleaned down, wiped down the tables. So, yes, Jim. Yes, Councilor.
Some establishments I've been in have them sign a waiver. Pass is one thing. Waiver is if I get COVID, I'm not moving.
Can they sue us if they come on their own accord?
Well, I mean, that's a defense, but I'm just saying.
Well, I think we should probably do that just to be on the safe side.
What?
I don't. I don't
have signed a waiver.
I'm not suggesting it. I'm just telling.
Yeah. I mean, unless the attorney suggests it, I'm not in favor of having people sign waivers they won't sue us to come to a public building. I think that's a bad precedent.
Okay.
I mean, unless our attorney advises us, I just think. I think. The issue is they should do the meeting. Whoever wants to come to a meeting should do exactly what the rest of us have been doing the whole time through this, is taking your temperature, wearing a mask when you're not 6 feet from people, and all the other requirements, right? So I support Joe's request to allow committees to meet in person, because I would like to meet the Stormwater Committee in person the next time, because we've only Zoom met, and that's pretty inefficient, and we're not moving forward like we need to. So I support Joe's thrust, but it's got to be, you know, when the room's full, all the seats are full, that the staff fills out, the next person in is not, it has to go, right?
And the committees have to support that.
That's right. Yeah, so whichever committee, that's right.
You still would have remote participation.
Yeah, so you're still going to have the call in for those people who can't attend if they want to. You just have to leave it open.
And all the meetings will be in this room?
Yes.
Because I can't social distance you in the conference room.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. So I support Joe's request if we need consensus from council, or if you want to make a motion, Joe, second it.
I think we could make a motion. I would like to see if we accept the position of the governor, and which will relax our position enough to accept this.
Right. Well, I make a motion that we modify our state of emergency to be in concurrence with the governor's phase 2.5.
Well, I mean, we're in concurrence with governor orders as a blanket in our order.
Right.
But does it specifically say something about?
It does not specifically address 2.5.
And 2.5 does not specifically address local governments. It does say that you are free to, for example, a mask mandate does not apply to local government, only state government. It does say expressly that you're free to adopt any policy that you want.
Right. Well, I assume we still keep one in our building. New Hampshire County did that too, right? So what exactly do you want to change to allow what Joe's asking, Craig? So,
you know, do you have the resolution?
Well, we don't have to change it to address the committees either, because ours, Beth was just reminding me that it says that they can meet electronically. It says they can meet. It doesn't say they have to. It gives them the ability to meet electronically. So we haven't done anything in our state of emergency to stop town business.
Okay, so our statement in the state of emergency is that we are following the direction of the governor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just that simple.
Okay, then we would not need. I can read it exactly to you off the top of my head. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
We comply with the governor's order. We haven't amended it based on any of the governor's orders.
Yeah. Do you have it, Beth? Mm-hmm. Could you come forward and read it, please?
Yeah.
Or Mandy? It's been almost a month since we had a meeting like this. I want to make sure that we are not doing something that has an impact on that particular way that we have been running this meeting. So far, managing this has worked out quite well for protecting from the disease, but
so we did a Fifth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment to the Declaration of a State of Emergency by the Town of Three Beach incorporates all executive orders signed by the governor related to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, no dates, no specific dates.
All orders.
Okay, all orders. All right. Well, then we are already following that particular direction, therefore we can entertain Joe's points and Nikki's. So you support it, David?
I do.
Support it within the direct social distancing?
Yeah, as long absolutely.
As, where are you, Alan?
Absolutely, yeah. We need to get our committees in. I know David's having, I've got bicycle pedestrians, you've got stormwater.
Sure.
Joe's got land use committee. Well, these people need to be public space.
Yeah.
And P&Z and SLAP.
And P&Z and
SLAP. As long as, of course, as the numbers stay where they are or continue to improve.
Exactly right.
If we have a spike in New Hampshire County because of Labor Day, then I think we would have to readdress it.
If things get dialed back by the state government, we will be dialed back as well because we're following that. John, you have any? How do you feel about it?
Oh, I feel very comfortable with going to what y'all suggested in the numbers. Raising up and having meetings in here.
Okay. Can we go with consensus, Mandy, or do we have to go with the motion?
I'd like a motion for you guys to
make a motion that we allow committees to meet in person, in town hall, in the large room, with the appropriate social distancing, and that committees are directed to not allow more than 25 people to be in attendance.
Can Committees and commissions.
Now, what about wearing masks?
Sorry, thank you, and commissions. Thank you.
What about wearing masks?
If they're not, just like us, when they're moving around, they have to be in a mask. That's part of the,
all right,
the requirement.
Okay.
If they're sitting 6 feet away, they can take their masks off, just like we are all sitting
separate.
Which is fine.
I just don't want to have fire.
I'll say. Okay, so we have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mandy, we should put together a list of what the expectations are for people who will be meeting here, right? Which is pretty much the expectations we have for everybody who works here as staff. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
We'll have everything provided for them.
Can we send that out as an email?
We will, and there'll
to
be
every
a sign
committee
that goes on the table as well.
All right.
So for that was for commission, so I'm assuming B&B can allow public to come in up to the capacity that we can hold them in this room. And then the same for council meetings, correct?
Right.
That did cover council?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think I have a question about public restrooms, if I can move on.
Did you have something?
No, that was one I had.
So, public restrooms. September after Labor Day through November 30th, their hours are 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. And Public Works opens them and police close them at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Do we want to continue with the two cleanings a day from the ones from Public Works and then, actually we have three cleanings a day, one in the morning from Public Works and then one at noon and then I think one closed at 5, right?
Is that That's right.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Noon,
so do we want to continue with the two additional cleanings that we're paying for with the cleaning company? And do we want to keep the policy do we want to stick with this policy during COVID because November 30th is when those restrooms close and then under the pavilion, they're open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. until March the 14th, the ones under the pavilion.
I have not noticed that we are having less traffic.
Okay.
Right? I've noticed that we are having, it seems, pretty consistently strong on the beach in downtown. But where does the rest of council on this point?
I think in the short term we want to keep it and then we should talk about the council meeting so the budget officer can tell us what the impact is. I mean, they're not going to keep giving out COVID care money, so that's what's been paying for it, I think.
And I think our actual budget, we may have only budgeted to do this through Labor Day.
Right. So we may need a budget amendment at the September meeting as well.
I think at best we need to do it through until our council meeting.
Because I agree with you, Craig. With all the people still, with school being online, there's going to be a lot of college students that don't want to pay for parking, and they're going to be here. The high school students with the weird stuff they're doing, 2 days and then out and everything else, there's going to be a lot. I think September and October, there's going to be a lot more people down here than we're used to in the middle of the week.
Yeah, we're going to have a busy shoulder season a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Okay, I just want to check our cleaners were questioning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
We are month to month though, right? So we can, I think we should put it as a discussion item. That's the 21st, right, is our council meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can wait.
All right. It'll be a council item.
The community center?
Do we need a motion or is consensus good enough to cover reopening?
Reopening the community center?
Did we go to the motion to close it?
And some classes?
We did.
We did.
I think it was just consensus.
It just happened.
Are you talking about perennials, Nikki? The small classes, and you'll define the number that can actually attend the class.
I think as long as they're following the governor's order, we're okay.
That's right, I think too.
Yeah.
So. If Manny says we need a motion, I'll be glad to make it. Otherwise,
no, we'll just take the consensus.
Consensus would cover it.
Okay. All right, so we have consensus on that point?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Nikki, go ahead. Any other items from staff?
Yeah, what about, what are council's thoughts on opening town hall?
What's everyone else doing at this point? Have you guys reached out to the other communities to see what they're doing? Carolina Beach was still closed this week earlier, but...
As far as I know, they are. I haven't called down there to find out and verify. From what I've heard, they are.
Why don't we go to the 21st?
Yeah, let's leave it to our meeting and see what happens the next week or so.
Open and if not, let's address it then.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. I think
give us a chance to think through that, because are you talking about the lobby or in general opening? It'll be open to committee.
Right.
Right.
So are we going to open the lobby to?
Well,
that's what we need to talk about.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with Alan. The 21st is fine, and I can say personally, no one's reached out to me and said they had a problem. So unless other commissioners have heard,
staff have been so accommodating to any request or anything that people need. I don't see why it would hurt to wait till the 21st.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard from any citizen at all, unless you guys have.
I haven't heard.
I've had one email, one call. I've had plenty of other calls about all kinds of other stuff, but not about that.
We haven't had any complaints.
Right. Well, that'll start tomorrow now.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Manny, can you tell us how many folks are online?
19.
Okay. We can open for any COVID-related questions for a few minutes, so we can allow the staff to go home to their families. So, unmute if you have a question. You know, given the circumstance, I have to tell you, staff, that I am pleased with where you are, with your ideas, with the policies implemented, with the actually the effect that our staff is incredibly very healthy at this time, and we are not dealing. That could change, of course, but we've been blessed to this state, and a lot of it has to do with your guidance and your directions to your team. So, good work. I don't hear anybody buzzing in, so therefore I will accept a motion to extend the meeting, and maybe we should discuss when.
30 minutes before.
Yeah, I think 30 minutes before.
21st.
Do it that night.
Right.
If we could take COVID off the table for our regular meeting, do it before.
Yeah, I would rather keep COVID in the COVID meeting and not in our regular meeting.
That's fine. Do we have any public hearings before that one? So it starts at 6?
Yep, so 5:30.
Make a motion we continue this meeting to 5:30, September 21st.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, meeting extended.